Happy freaking Friday, beautiful people. Coming on here with another Friday Live, as we do every single Friday of every single week. And I was going to do this. I'm starting to like our other spot that we do this at, which is outside. But today, this whole week has kind of been like rainy. And today it was supposed to rain at like 3 or 4 p.m. And honestly, I'd prefer that spot, but I also don't want to get rained on. So that's why we're back in this spot, which is also pretty good. But when I'm in the other spot, I can just like have my phone like on my laptop and I can just like easily scroll and things like that and like see who's here and answer questions and stuff like that. So what is going on, Haley? I'm glad you're here, Haley. We were just chatting, but yeah, right here, I have it on like a little stand and stuff, which it's cool. It's fine. It's good. But yeah. So as you're tuning in, I'd love to know a few things. I also got to tell you a little story that we did. I feel like it's a little bit of a relatable story that maybe you guys have done before that I did today when I was going to get my little haircut. So yeah, as you're tuning in, I would love to know a few things. So I'd love to know what your first name is. I'd love to know where you're tuning in from, and I'd love to know something really good that's going on in your life right now. Also, Merry Christmas, because I'm not going to see you guys before Christmas. So, Merry Christmas. I want to be the first one to say that to you. So, if you don't know who I am, my name is Connor. If you don't know who I am, I am from Pittsburgh. And something really, really good that's going on in my life right now is that, well, we got a haircut today because we have something really special coming up this weekend for Christmas and things like that. So I can't wait to show you guys with that, okay? So you got Amy from Painesville, Ohio. I know where that's at. I feel like I grew up closer to that. Cameroon in the house. Love that. International right off the bat. Cameroon. Cameroon's a cool place. And yeah. So we're going to talk about some fun things today. We're took a little some questions from a little Q&A that I threw up on the story a little bit earlier. But yeah, some of the topics. We got Kim from Oregon, originally from New York. What is going on, Kim? Casimir from Pennsylvania. What part of Pennsylvania are you from, Casimir? We got Angie from Minnesota. What's going on, Angie? I always see you here. Love that. Hosting 25 people at my house for Christmas. I love my family. We love that. Cool colors. Yeah, I went with the gray theme today. So, yeah. We got Kim from D.C., something good. I get to go into a conference I've been looking forward to in about 2 weeks. That's fun. Started the new year. We got a new conference. That's fun. What kind of conference is it? We got Annie from Czechia, and God blessed us with 3 newborn sheep yesterday. Let's go. We got some newborn sheep in the house. They all survived first day, so I think they're going to make it. All right, that's really cool. That's so cool. I love that. We got Joshua from Dallas, Texas. 75 days sober. Man, that is so cool. I'll give you a high five on that one, Joshua. That is so cool. I'm so proud of you, man. Did you do like a little 75 hard challenge or something like that? You can't do it for 75 days? Or did you just like do that like cold turkey? Like you just wanted to like try that? Because I feel like that's way harder, I feel like, than most people think. So good job on that, man. That's awesome. Nazareth. Okay. Nazareth. What state were you from, Casimir? Nazareth. Is that PA, maybe? We got Chris G from LA. Right in the neighborhood. What's going on, Chris G? Looking to drop. Cool. Yeah. If you want to message me, Lacey, I'll definitely respond to that real quick. Cool. We got Brittany just got home from her 12th workout in a row. Let's go, Brittany. Brittany's out here killing it, as is Danica. 25 days of pull-ups. Let's go. Let's go, Danica. Congrats, Josh. That's right. Jafia's baking cookies this weekend, spending time with family. We love that. We love that, Jafia. Nazareth, PA. That's right. Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. We got Joel from Cebu, Philippines. Philippines always in the house. Representing always. Cool. All right. So, yeah, I just want to, I have a little story that I was doing this morning. So I was putting drinking above everything, including God. So how to make a lifestyle change. Love that, Joshua. I am all about that. Good for you, man. I'm proud of you. Awesome. So, yeah. So, we got a little haircut today, this morning, because Christmas is coming up and I wanted to get my like Christmas haircut, you know, look nice. So we went and got a little haircut today, but so I take Ubers to go to like get my haircut and back. And so whenever I took my Uber to get my haircut, I don't know if you guys have ever like left your phone or like left your wallet or something in like your Uber, but I left my headphone case. This guy, I left this like in the car in my Uber, and it was Josh, so stinking proud of you. That's awesome. 100%. Let's go, Josh. Give it up for Josh. So yeah, and so I left my phone, my AirPods case. Like, I've never left anything in the Uber, like, in my life. I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but we got it back safe and sound. But yeah, we definitely lost or left that. I didn't realize it until like I was about to go home too. So it's all good. We got UK in the house. What is going on, UK? Cool. Awesome. So we just got a little few questions. We got 10 questions I picked out that I'm just going to rock through. And I'll let you guys go have a good Christmas weekend and have a nice little Christmas Eve. We got Sarah in the house. What is going on, Sarah? I hope you're feeling better. hopefully, like, just little by little, we'll start feeling better, okay? So, yeah. Also, I feel like I typically try and get like 8 to 9 hours of sleep, but last night I just like could not get my sleep in. I think I got like 6.5 hours of sleep. So yeah, we got Liz in the house. Liz, a little East Coast girly, Jersey in the house. What is going on, Liz? We were just chatting yesterday. What is going on, Miss Jamie Hamilton? Merry Christmas. Cool. So, yeah, watching this doesn't make more paper snowflakes. That's fun. We got paper snowflakes hanging up in our place too. Cool. But yeah, I like didn't get my, I feel like I always typically get my sleep and I'm always like really, really good at getting my sleep in. But I don't know, like I got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. I like couldn't fall back asleep. So we're like, that's why I don't really like to drink one of these Celsius guys like a little bit later in the day. But yeah, we got Seville in the house, but I feel like we're like needing that. And that's like bringing me to life a little bit right now. So yeah, cool. So yeah, I just got a couple topics that we'll talk about. And I'll let you guys go have a good Christmas weekend, okay? So the things we're going to talk about today are going to be discipline, astrology, crazy dates, favorite Christmas gift, favorite book in the Bible, and babies. So those are the six that we're going to go through today. And I'll probably ask you guys some questions as we go throughout this, okay? If you want to drop me anything, like, I'd love to just, like, chop it up with you guys today on your Friday, okay? Cool. All right, so let's go first question. Question number one is on discipline. So what were some ways that helped you, this person asked, what were some ways that helped you stay disciplined? How do you keep yourself disciplined in faith and fitness? Yeah, how do you stay disciplined in faith and fitness? So, yeah, I would honestly just say that it kind of goes like hand in hand with how I kind of help and like kind of guide and coach and teach like my clients and everything like that. So, I try to make it as like easy as I possibly can, I would say. So in doing so, like I try not to like set some like impossible, unachievable, like daily kind of goal that like I have to like knock out, right? So if it's coming to our like fitness, right, it's like I'm not trying to like get burnout and like kill myself like on the daily where I'm like doing 2 hours worth of workouts, I'm doing like an hour's worth of weight training, an hour's worth of cardio, and you know, like it's like too much for you, right? So I just try to make it like super simple and super easy and like not complicate things. So it almost like makes it easier to stick to, and it looks as though it's like disciplined, right? Because you're just like doing a little bit each day, but in the grand scheme of things, you're just like not, you know, you're just like sticking to like a very minimal thing that you're doing every single day, right? So that's probably just what I would say as far as like sticking to discipline and like the fitness side. And I feel like it goes hand in hand how I kind of see like faith also. So basically, like I recently just started, I've like never really like dove into the Bible too much as far as like reading scripture a little bit more. And I've started doing that a little bit more lately, what is going on, Lauren Grace from Texas? What part of Texas are you from? So, yeah. So, yeah. And yeah, so like basically what I was saying was when it comes to like my faith, like and everything too, like I just try and like make it super simple. Like it's like I go to Mass every Sunday, like once a week. And I literally read like one chapter of my Bible like every single morning. And like I'm not trying to like read a whole book out of my Bible every day. I'm not trying to do the most every single day. I'm just doing something that works for me and that I can stick to, right? It like makes me feel good and proud that like I kind of knocked that out every single day, right? So I just try and pick up, you know, choose a game plan or structure a game plan where it's like it's still gonna like challenge me, it's still gonna push me, but it's not gonna like kill me, it's not gonna overwhelm me, it's not gonna burn me out over the long haul, right? And so it's something that like I really enjoy. So like I feel like when you just enjoy what you're doing, and it's still like challenging you and it's still pushing you, then it's not really, it almost like doesn't seem like you have to like put so much energy or focus into like feeling like it's like a discipline thing. But yeah, that's probably just what I would say to that. All right, what next? Next question is, what is your astrology sign? So I am a Cancer. Where is the sweater from? This is from Zara. The sweater, San Antonio, Texas. All right, SATX. Cool. I've never been there before, but I've been to some other places in Texas before. So yeah, I'm a Cancer. I was born July 5th, and I feel like I'm like a triple Cancer. Like I'm like a Cancer in every single thing, a facet of whatever you want to call it, like sun, moon, and you know, all those things. Like I'm like, that's kind of like what my main thing is. We got Virgo, we got Pisces. Totally had a feeling you're Cancer. Yeah, I'm like a triple Cancer through and through. Like it's in my bones, like my DNA. So yeah. All right, we got a fellow Cancer. Cool. Leo. All right, we got a Leo. Leo is like right after Cancer, I think, right? Aries. Cool. Yeah. Don't know too much about it, but I do know that like that's kind of like what I am. So yeah. Third question. Now we're getting into the good ones. Danica's a Virgo. Sarah's a Gemini. Okay. Gemini's like right before Cancer, right? I think. Jamie Hamilton is a Taurus. Cool. Virgo. All right. Cool. Very cool. We got all the signs here. Sagittarius. I feel like we like covered almost all of them, yeah. Yeah. And so, next one, now this is probably the best one that's going to highlight, this little chat. So yeah, I'm a Gemini too. All right. June 1st. Cool. Yeah. So this next question is this question number 3, what is the craziest date that you have ever been on? What is the craziest date that you guys have ever been on? Let me know. And I'll give you my craziest date that I've ever been on. So I don't know if we're talking like craziest like first date that we've ever been on, or is it like the craziest like date that we've been on with someone that like we've like been in a relationship with? Because I guess like overall, I guess it could be like either or, but yeah. So I'll say the craziest date that I've ever been on was actually a first date. I'll say this, back in the day when I was like less settled from where I'm at now, I would say, and like, I don't know. I love like where I'm at right now. And so a few years ago, I was like still working as a CPA. I was like working remotely. So I was like, I didn't have to like be in Pittsburgh. So I was like kind of traveling a little bit. I was like staying in Los Angeles with some friends. And like my dad lives up in San Francisco. So I like flew up to see him, was still like working. But how it works if you're an auditor and see, you know, I was an auditor with Deloitte. They're like this accounting firm. That's what I did prior to what I do now. So you get like assigned to clients, right? So like I could work remotely and they'd like assign me on clients that like I'd get to work on. But on the off chance, like sometimes you're not gonna be assigned on a client So you're called like unassigned. So you're not really doing anything. You're supposed to be like doing like, I don't know. You're supposed to be like studying for your CPA. I already passed all my CPA exams. You're supposed to be like, I don't know, like you really don't have to, I mean, you're still getting like paid for it, but it's just like the person's like the HR person's supposed to assign you on a client. So I had this like 2 week gap where like I wasn't assigned on a client, but I was still like technically like working. So does it have to be a first date or can it be a date with a partner? Well, it can be either, I'd say. So yeah. But basically, long story short, so I was like unassigned. So I was like just living my life. Like I was living it up. So I was like, until I get assigned again, like I'm going to do, whatever I want to do, you know? So I like went up to see my dad up in San Francisco. And so like I hung out, you know, there for a few days, and then as I was going to come back to like Los Angeles before going back to Pittsburgh, back home, I actually flew, like literally changed my flight like last second and flew to New York City to go on a first date. And then I flew back to Los Angeles. So that's literally like the craziest thing I'd probably say that like my craziest first date that like I've ever done was like I like did all this crazy like craziness, like flying to different cities and stuff like that. So yeah. That's the craziest thing that I did. I took like a red eye and like barely made this little date that I went on. But yeah, that was back when like we are not settled like we are now. Yeah. And I don't think I would ever do that. Dedication, that is right. You got that right, Sarah. But yeah. So that is that story. Yeah. All right. This next one is about fitness. This next one's about coaching and my coaching and everything like that goes, okay? So yeah. This next one is how much I want you to be my trainer, but I'm so shy and I don't want to let you down. How much do you charge for your coaching services? So I would just say that like I was like always in that same boat too, like believe me, like I'm naturally like shy, I'm naturally reserved, and like it's weird for me to probably like reach out to someone if I like need help on things. Like I don't really want to do that. Right? But like if you're afraid of like letting, you know, me down or anything like that, like I gotta say, if there's like a fitness trainer, if there's like a fitness coach that's out there that you do not have to worry about that. Like, that is me. Like, you're looking at that guy right now. Hello from Chicago. What is going on, Chicago? So, like, you do not have to be concerned about that. I am, like, super understanding, but when it comes to, like, prices and charging and everything like that, if you just want to fill out the link in my bio, we can hop on a phone call, and I can get to know you a little bit more. We can kind of talk a little bit more about that, okay? Coming from the girl who's been sick since the start of all this, you've been wonderful and supportive. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, you're doing the best. Yeah, we're doing the best we can, you know? We'll kill it in a little bit, you know? We got Algeria in the house. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. All right, so next question is, what was your favorite Christmas gift as a child? Getting the Christmas spirit coming up. So I had to really think about this one. Like, I don't know if you guys have a Christmas gift that like really sticks out to you. If you're like thinking back, like when you were growing up, but it sounds kind of weird, crazy, but like nothing really like stuck out to me. Like, to be straight, like completely honest, like I would say there was like a time period probably when I was like between 10 and maybe like probably like middle school around there, where I'd get like the new like PlayStation, or I'd get new video games, like, and those were like the biggest thing. Like, that was like probably the best memory as far as like my favorite Christmas gifts. And so that was probably like my favorite Christmas gift that like I can even remember, like when I was growing up. So Yeah. I don't even remember like any like mat like crazy like big ones or anything like that. I don't think I like ever like wanted anything or like asked for anything that was like that, you know what I mean? Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Yu-Gi-Oh dual disc. Does anyone even remember Yu-Gi-Oh? Dude, I used to love Yu-Gi-Oh. I was on the Yu-Gi-Oh bandwagon, and everyone else was on the Pokemon bandwagon, and like I was all about Yu-Gi-Oh. And like this was like when I was 6 years old. But I feel like I was like the loner who liked that and no one else did, you know? But I loved Yu-Gi-Oh. Like I had the cards, I had the little thing you wore on your like arm if you were to play it, you know? And I watched like the TV show and I played the video games. Like I loved Yu-Gi-Oh. So I definitely remember what that is. So yeah, thank you for reminding me of that. That like made my day. Cool. Yeah. Cool. So that was like my favorite like Christmas gift that like I can really remember was probably something related to like video games or something like that when I was younger. So yeah. All right. So the last kind of few are just kind of short. So I'll just like run through them real quick. So the sixth question is what is your favorite book in the Bible right now? So are you a Dragon Ball fan? See, I used to be a Dragon Ball Z fan. I wasn't like super into it like as much as Yu-Gi-Oh! I feel like what I was, but Dragon Ball Z was definitely pretty sick as well. Bonjour de la France. Let's go. We got France in the house. Okay. If I said that correctly. Yeah, but my favorite book in the Bible right now is, to be going straight up, I mean, I have favorite like parts in like scripture like in different books, but I haven't like really read through the whole book. Like I like a lot of stuff that's in Romans, that's in Paul's letter in Romans. Like I love a lot of verses that are in that. Like I feel like it makes me feel like strong and confident and like courageous. So as far as like one-liners, like I really like Romans a lot, but I would say the ones that I've read so far, I've literally only made it through Matthew and Mark. So I would say I like Matthew probably a little bit better than Mark. It's Paris. All right. Very cool. yeah. So I would like, I don't know, Matthew's like the first gospel in the New Testament. It's the first book in the New Testament. So I really like that. It's probably like my favorite one that I've like read start to finish, if that makes sense. Yeah. I don't really watch anime, like not, I don't really watch it anymore, and I never really was like a, if you can call like Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, like in Dragon Ball Z, yes, that's anime. I was into that, but like not anymore, not really, but like I'm definitely like about it, and I think that's like sweet and cool too. Yeah, which Bible verse do you like? I like a lot of verses that are in Romans. Those, like I said, like Romans is probably like some of my favorite like lines that are in there. And yeah, what is going on, Steven? Cool. All right. So, last three questions is, one thing you can't survive without. So I'm probably going to sound kind of lame, but the one thing that I cannot survive without, like realistically wise, if I didn't have this thing, like that I'm looking at you guys with, if I did not have my phone, like I do all my work on my phone. I do like social media, obviously on my phone. I do all like, everything is on this thing. Like, so if I didn't have my phone, like, I don't know how I'd live. I'd probably not make any money and I'd not, I could live, but I would not live probably for very long until I was like, all right, I gotta like get a job or something. You know what I mean? But yeah, I guess I could use my computer, but like, yeah, cool. You seem like you were a Power Rangers type of kid. I did like Power Rangers, that's for sure. Do you have a favorite Christian band? I do. I like Elevation when it comes to bands. I like Phil Wickham. He's really good too. If he's like technically not a band maybe, but maybe not, I don't know. Christian band is Red. Okay, so the artist, I love Naomi Rain. All right, I'll definitely have to check that out. That's fun. Shout out Sarah for asking these sick questions. Elevation, yes. Cool. Yeah. Next question, where do you live? I live in Los Angeles. I live in Hollywood, like literally right in Hollywood, in that city. So, yeah. Next question, is it hard to find Christian friends? is it hard to find Christian friends? I would personally say not really. I wouldn't say it. I haven't really found it to be that difficult for me. Since like going to mass like every single, you know, week and things like that. I feel like I meet someone new. Not that like we're like friends and stuff like that, that like I'd like remember them and stuff like that, but like I feel like I like meet someone like brand new like every single week just by going to church or something like that, you know. Yeah, this is a Fuji apple pear Celsius, and it's really not like my favorite flavor of Celsius. And to be honest with you, I actually like Alani Nu better than Celsius, if I'm being honest. But this is doing the job for me right now. And yeah, honestly, I don't even know what my favorite flavor of Celsius is. It's probably not this apple pear, but you know, it's doing okay. But yeah. All right. Last question in this is this, and I will, Team Alani. Exactly, Liz. We're Team Alani out here. Arctic Blue. I have not actually tried Arctic Blue. That might switch me if I tried Arctic Blue Celsius. But that is yet to be determined. So yeah. Last question is this: how many babies do you want? Are you excited to be a dad one day? I feel like this is appropriate to, end on this note, because this is probably one of my favorite questions I got today. So yeah. So how many babies do we want? Am I excited to be a dad one day? I have to say, I don't think there's anything that I'm more excited to be than a dad one day. I cannot wait for that day. But you know, there's like little steps that you probably should take before you like do that. The first one is finding a girlfriend. So that's what I'm working on right now. The next one is getting engaged. The next one is finding a wife, and then the next one is then maybe you have some babies and things like that, you know. So I'm trying to follow it in that order precisely to a T, but I'm very like on the short end of all that. So but yes, one day, if you guys stick with me, we will be a dad one day. Hopefully not like too soon. I really wouldn't want that right now, if you know what I mean. But yeah, but I can't wait for that to happen, you know. I feel like I have the qualities that I'm working on to be a good dad and be a good provider and be a good protector and all those things. And I can't wait for that to happen. But right now I feel like, you know, I just wouldn't want to be a dad like right now. But like I definitely like am ready. I'm ready for all that. Like if that, you know, the next 5 years, that'd be cool, you know. But 5 years would be, I feel like 5 years is kind of pushing it too. But like I feel like if I'm 30 and I'm a dad, I feel like that'd be kind of cool. Between like 30 and 35, I think, is when my dad became a dad and I was born. I think my dad was 34 when he had me. So I think if I could be a dad like in between there, that would be great. So that gives me another 8 years, basically 7 or 8 years to get things situated. You know what I mean? So yeah. And as far as how many babies do we want, I would say I would love to be a girl dad. So I definitely want, being a parent is the best. I love that. I'll be praying for you to find a good Christian woman. Thank you very much, Sue. I'm going to need those prayers. so yeah, I definitely want to be a girl dad. So like I would want my firstborn to be a girl, because I'd like that. I'd like to have like two or three. So if like I had two kids and they were both girls, like I'd like to have like a third one and maybe see if we could have a boy. But you know, if we had two kids and we had like a girl and then a boy, I would be good with that, you know. But if we had like two boys, and then I would definitely want to have a third to see if we can have like a daughter. like, even thinking about that is kind of crazy to me. It's like, you have no, I mean, I guess you could maybe like finagle it where you might be able to get the gender. I don't really know. I'm telling you what, I am not the man to ask here when it comes to all that. But when men have a girl, it is so special to watch them soften up. Yeah, I can't wait for that day. I am like, I'm the guy who's going to be, I'm going to be like, I'm the girl dad. Like, I'm going to be the best girl dad ever. And I can't wait for that. I'll also be a good boy dad. Like, I really think it would be cool to have a son and just be like, see how like similar you guys are, you know, as a father. I think that would be so cool to see. Cause like, I just see how my dad and I are and everything. And it's just, it's so cool. Cause like, I'm like exactly like my dad. It's kind of crazy, but, yeah. So I think that'd be very cool to have like a son, like that would be very similar to me. And it'd be like, whoa, that's like my best friend. And we do all these sports together and like hang out and have fun and go to the gym and stuff, you know? And I could give him some life lessons, you know? But then at the same time, when you have a girl, you want to like, she's like your baby girl, you know what I mean? And you got to like protect her and be like, I don't want anything to hurt you. And, cause you're my baby girl, you know? So yeah, definitely two or three when it comes to, babies. And maybe five, give me 5 to 10 years and we'll make that happen, okay? So, yeah. All right, so that's all I got for today's live. That was fun, 30 minutes on the dot. Love that, I feel like it's a good amount of time. I hope you guys have a lovely Christmas. Have a very Merry Christmas on Sunday, very Merry Christmas Eve on Sunday, a very Merry Christmas Day on Monday. And the next time I see you guys, I guess it'll still be 2023. So that'll be the last live of 2023. And then I'll catch you guys next year in 2024, okay? So Merry Christmas, beautiful people. Have a safe Merry Christmas. Have a safe weekend. Eat some good food. Get some good presents. Give some good presents. And I'll catch you guys here next Friday, okay? Love you guys. Peace.